Welcome to the Robin Comrade Show. Rob Sanders.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Comrade Mike Dobreski.
Big, hairy American winning machine.
The Rob and Comrade Podcast.
Welcome into the latest edition of the Rob and Comrade Show, the podcast that divides the Palmetto State. I am Rob Sanders, your host. I represent the Clemson Tigers, your reigning, defending national champion in the sport of football. I also have a co-host. He represents a far inferior brand of everything. He looks like he's wearing a Texas hat tonight. That's what it looks like on the Facebook Live group. But welcome into the podcast, the comrade, Mike Dobreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
Good evening. It's a great night to be a Gamecock. 15 days since the Gamecocks last played a football game where we didn't win the game by double digits. 15 days. Just something to think about.
You lost to North Carolina and Missouri, but...
Something to think about.
Well, here's some stuff to think about, and I know that our show sponsor, Dennis Wilson, has to go to bed, so let's thank our sponsor, Dennis Wilson, who, by the way, all of you Clemson fans love the no-spin zone. Dennis Wilson, and you'll hear about this in the no-spin zone segment tonight. Very, very, very special no-spin zone, as it has been renewed for an entire year. Let's thank Dennis Wilson, folks. You don't like Dennis Wilson? Clap for Dennis Wilson. What's wrong with you, comrade? I'll clap for both of us. But the no-spin zone brought to you by DNC Trucking and Transport. Folks on Facebook Live, you can see that on my nice Robin Comrade orange shirt I'm wearing tonight, which clashes with my Braves hat. But the no-spin zone, sponsored by DNC Trucking and Transport, one of our best friends on the show. Comrade, read away, sir.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. Clemson is my national champion. Betty Wilson agreed to supporting the show for another year because she has faith. She has faith in Rob. Rob carries the show every week. I am nothing more than a clown that wants attention. That hurts. She does not like me or anything about me. She will never friend me on Facebook. I have cleared the space in my office for the lovely picture that is coming of the mighty Dennis Wilson's booty after my team is shamed in November. It's utterly shameful to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers. Thanks, Rob. Those words kind of... But we spelled Betty's name incorrectly, by the way. It's not
B-E-T-T-Y. I'm sorry. I was typing it on my phone. That makes me so happy.
You spelled Betty's name wrong. Don't do that.
No, don't start. That was
you spelled her name incorrectly.
But it doesn't matter. She's still my friend on Facebook.
It's not B-E-T-T-Y. That's just disrespectful.
Well, whatever. She's my friend on Facebook and not yours, and she'll never be
your
friend.
You don't know how to spell her name. That's pretty sad.
It doesn't matter.
Pretty sad, Rob.
Doesn't matter.
Lord.
I can't spell your name either because it's hard for me to spell. I don't know.
You could spell cat if I gave you the C and the A. Let's be honest. That's an old Terry Bradshaw line, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, but thanks to the comrade. Apparently, he's looking forward to a picture of the mighty Wilson booty that will be coming his way in November. And he knows.
Those things come weekly, by the way.
Betty Wilson will not be friending him on Facebook.
I'm kind of worried, though. I've not gotten a picture like that from Dennis in about 5 days.
Shut up, because he'll send it to you right now.
Well, I'm just saying.
He will send that to you right now. And you know what? Dennis will take and get it blown up and put it in front of your house. He doesn't care. He does not care. So we thank Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport for supporting the show, and he'll be doing it for another year, which means I have to do this show with the comrade for another year. I may quit and I'm tired of his shit. Might just quit. But we do have other things we'll get into tonight. Let's talk about Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, diagonal from the Walmart. We appreciate Callaway's Bar and Grill for supporting the show. Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart, next to Sonic. They sponsor our Callaway's Pick'em contest. We appreciate them for doing that. They've been doing it for like, what, 2 or 3 years now? They also sponsor our Bowl Pick'em Challenge, which don't get too crazy because that's coming up. For some of you like, oh, I don't know, Joe Anders, all you guys that ran your mouth.
Fritz,
Carlos, talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to catch and win something. This is an opportunity for you to win some holiday money. Pay off your credit card bill if you can win the Callaway's Bowl Pick'em Challenge. I got to call Mike and make sure he's sponsoring that. I'm sure that he will. But they do sponsor our lovely Callaway's College Football Pick Contest, which, of course, you can do that at robincomrade.com. Go and check it out. The standings are up. I'll give you the rundown on that in a moment. Let's thank our patrons, Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports Talk, the Czar of Clemson Sports, Thomas Dana Young, Stacey Marie Hamp, Keith Harrelson, Jamie Phillips, Tabitha Sims, Robert Knight, Positive Mike, Lisa Sister Harkins, Jeff Pritchett, Christian Young, and Nathan Medlin. Before I do the update on that, I will be going to ACC Operation Basketball. If any of our sponsors or folks want to support on that trip, because it's $65 to park, that's the only way they let you park there. And I think they do that because they don't want a ton of people coming to Operation Basketball. But I'll have Roy Williams on my show. I should have. I know I'm going to have Brad Brownell, Tony Bennett. Be a great way for you to get some pub out there with your business if you want to do that. And of course, Austin Powell tonight. He just sent me he sent me some money to be a patron on the show, so we appreciate Austin Powell as well. So thank you for that.
Austin,
but get with me.
His full name is Austin. I hate Dansby Swanson Powell. That's his full name.
Okay. That's anyway, if you want to support the trip to Operation Basketball, just text me or Facebook message me. Either way. All right. So it was a shitty week for some folks. It was also a good week for some folks. We did not have anybody that got five picks. It was pretty silly that no one got a five. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we had our first true Fritz of the contest. We had a push before, but since we called it a Fritz, our first Fritz.
More importantly, this first time in contest history, we've had a few pushes, a.k.a. Fritzes, before. This is the first time ever that we've had a push, a.k.a. Fritz, and somebody has actually picked the push Fritz on that game and won it. We had two people who did it this week. Unfortunately for Thomas Powell, I had to call him out. He got the Fritz. You would think he'd have a good week. He only got two right, and one of them was the Fritz. That's not very good. He only got two. I thought he had like a 4 week maybe, or you know, looking at the standings just now, I mean, he probably had a good week, because that's like basically picking up a game and everyone, and he only got two right.
Yeah. So. Well, and if you're behind in the contest, like some folks, you may want to look at a Fritz. You know, you're technically sacrificing a pick.
Don't
but
look at the Fritz. That's kind of scary. But look
don't
at the
look
Fritz.
At the Fritz. But you can look at the Fritz as a way that you might be able to pick up some ground. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But Jeff Pritchett got the Fritz and finished 4-1 on the week. That is the best record on the week. And so congratulations to him. And he picked the Fritz. Now, what does that get him? He was three behind me. Now he is two behind me. I still lead the way, 26 for 37. I'm clocking in at 71%. I finished the weekend 3-1-1. As I said, Jeff Pritchett is in second place, all alone by himself now. He's broken away from the field a little bit. That Fritz pick could come back to really help him as the season goes on. He's at 24. We have two guys at 23. They both got three picks correct this week. That's John Michael Stroud and Ben Simmons. The Comrade had a shitty week. 2-2-1. I do give him credit for the Navy game. We both got the Florida game, which, by the way, no one really – what, we have like five people pick Florida?
I think three people. Me, you, and Brian Peek, I think, is all that did it. And Brian
Billy Muse picked him, too.
Oh, yeah,
it was either Billy or Mike Muse, one of those two.
I don't count I don't count Brian Peake as a Gator fan. It doesn't count. Like, no offense, but
he was right.
I know, but still, okay. He's a Gator. He's not picking because he thinks he's picking with his heart. That's not really, you know, all the way.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Real quick, let me see. There was more than none. Let me see. No,
Lisa
there was.
Says,
okay.
Lisa says she had Florida.
Bill Muse, Brian Peake, Jerry McClure. Lisa Sister Harkins, who just listened to us, she listened to our show, so she was smart. And then Rob and the Comrade. So, so Jeremy, Brian Peake.
How many, can you tell us how many people picked the Fritz? I think it was like three or four, wasn't it?
Just two, I think, did the Fritz.
Two, wow.
I think it was just hold on, make sure. No, three people did. No, I'm sorry. Two people did. I'm looking at the correct. I have to fill out a sheet for the correct answer so I can grade it.
So I know Jeff Pritchett got it, and Thomas Powell was the other, right?
Jeff and Thomas. The only two people got the Fritz.
Wow. That's a ballsy pick, gentlemen, so congratulations to you two.
But Zach Abercrombie took the Fritz on the Navy Air Force game. Didn't get it right. Dennis Wilson took a Fritz on the Air Force Navy game as well. So people are taking the Fritz now. It's a strategy. I love it. Okay, people don't understand.
That's because the Fritz in Charleston that we named it after is a cum bucket. The comrades at 22, shitty week for the comrade. He thought after the Navy game, he's like, oh, I'm gonna catch Rob. No,
well,
you're not.
I thought that Jeremy Pruitt was a great coach because my co-host always says a great coach. I go, well, a great coach can cover 22 points.
How I don't normally put out our text messages on the show, but how pissed were you last night when they didn't convert there? You were big mad. You can be honest. It's okay.
I sent you when Tennessee had a chance to score late at the end of the game there and cover the spread, and it was awful offense they ran. And so I texted Rob, and I think I said, Jeremy Pruitt sucks. A Will Muschamp offense scores in that play right there.
Get the fuck out of here.
And he covers the spread.
Well, the comrade goes 2-2-1. He is now four picks back, along with Jeremy McClure, who's kind of making a run here. Jeremy's gone in the past, 4 weeks, he's gone 4 wins, 2 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins. That's some solid, solid moves there.
He's like Mets in May right now, making a little charge.
Jeremy's making some
June
moves
July
there.
Comes and he'll dive down like.
Now, show sponsor Dennis Wilson. What the hell, Dennis? One pick? You need to let Miss Betty make these picks next week. My God, Dennis.
He's too busy taking pictures of his booty.
The luscious Wilson booty. That's what you will say on Wednesday, by God. Chris Edwards got two picks. He's at 21. Same thing. Mark McCurry is at 21. Carlos Holder got three picks right. He's at 21, along with Dalton DeBose and Ryan Peak. Sally Donegan, a strong week with three picks at 21. Jimbo James Dunn is at 3. Cale Hall had a fucking zero.
Tough
what
week.
The hell, Cale?
And he made his picks too. By the way, I'm starting to put in now. If people don't make their picks, I put a zero with an NP.
Yeah.
Just so we can, because some people don't get zeros and like they earned it, and some people just forgot to turn their picks in. But like a zero. So Cale Hall had a zero without the NP next to it. He'd set a zero. That's a tough one.
Now, but with all, we can't rail Cale too much because he had a perfect week the week before.
He did, I know.
So I'm willing to give Cale a pass. Lewis Boland at 1, Eddie Hicks at 1, Wendy Wyatt with 2, Grandma Wyatt getting in there with 2 this week. Jason Sims, the third straight week of getting a 2. What in the blue hell is wrong with you, Jason?
What's his total now? He's got 19.
He's got 19. He went 10-0.
He had 10.
In the opening week.
He
10
has not
and 0.
Reached. He has not matched his 10 yet. He's got. We're gonna get one.
We're going into week 8 of the season. What is wrong with you? Damn it,
Simsy.
Jason. Get it right. Ken Bellinger's at 19. Thomas Powell's at 19, along with Billy Muse and Jamie Phillips. This next one makes me happy. Fritz von Kuhnbucket down in Charleston, who claims that he knows everything about pick'ems and contests and everything else, got a fucking zero. And he did make his picks, right, Mike?
He did make his picks. That's
so
correct.
Every pick that he had was wrong.
We had a Fritz, and he didn't even take the Fritz.
He didn't even take the thing that we named him after.
You think he
this
would take
dumb
a Fritz
some bitch,
once a week.
He didn't take anything, and he got a zero. A zero.
Watch
holy crap.
Games, man. If he watched
now,
game
of course,
too.
This is the guy who runs his mouth at me and wants to say all this. He tries to throw stuff at me, and I don't even acknowledge it, but it's hilarious.
TVs.
He's got five TVs. He's got five TVs. He watched all five of his losses. All five of his TVs that they look like my monitor for my laptop. Yeah, that's but he's trying to tell us that we're all a bunch of poor bastards, which I grew up being poor. It doesn't bother me. Say whatever the hell you want about me, man. I don't care. You want to make fun of me for being chunky? I don't
care.
Care
still. I'm poor until the daycare is under.
Well, but the point is that I don't care. this guy wants to run his mouth with all the stuff he's got. Shut the hell up, Fritz von Cumbucket. Yeah, you hang with that zero. Another one, I guess he decided to have sex with a fish this week. Joe Anders, another zero. He made his picks too. Yeah.
Champ
it's amazing.
Anders.
It's amazing that when he can't Anders. See everybody's picks, he sucks a horse dick.
He's winning fishing titles, though. Leave him alone.
Yeah, go fishing. The only time I want to even hear anything about Joe is if I want to know if the fish are biting, because Joe can fish. We'll give him that. David wants to know if Missouri cover. They weren't in our picks. I didn't pick Missouri. But now I don't know what you're talking about. But
They did cover over Troy.
Yeah. So Austin Wooten's at one. Tyler Crowder from Kicking It with Crowder also a one. What a crappy week for him. Keith Whitley's dead, but he got two. Keith Whitley is in the ground, and he got more picks right than Fritz and Joe Anders. That tells you what you need to know about those two. Kevin Starkey at two, Kyle Spivey at two, Chris Driver at two. Christian Young got one. They're all at 18, by the way, along with Sean Fletcher, Rich Long, and Chris Smith. Trey Gunnels did not get his picks in. That sucks, because Trey actually is pretty good, but did not get his picks in. He wrote me about that later on. Zach Salentano at two, Tyler Thompson at two, Jamie Spires at two. They're all at 17, along with Shane Bagwell, Tyrone Quarles, Chris Rents. Lisa Sestera got three. Look at her. And Tabitha Sims got three. Thomas Danny Young did not get his picks in. Neither did Lowell Idolette. Matt Hewlett is at 16, along with those two guys. Nick Marsingale's at 16. Mike Muse is at 16. He got two right on the week. Jay Bennett got zero. Sorry, Jay. David Butts got one. One. Damn it,
Bucks.
David.
Bucks
let's see here. Gary Mills got one. He's at 13. Along with Seth Stokes and Matt Tomlinson with the three pick, he is moving out of the spot for the
that upset
Mickey
me more
Freeman,
than anything.
The Mickey Freeman Memorial Trophy.
Three, then I get two the whole week. That upset
did that really bother you? That's kind of crazy. Yeah,
I keep him last place.
Well, but he's not in last place as of right now. That belongs to Richard Stein, Tim South, and Dean Kiesler, who both, all three, did not.
Yeah, they'll be dropped soon, though. So that really, it's kind of, you know.
We'll see about that. Brandon Kuhn says he loves the show. It's something I look forward to every week. Brandon Kuhn, you know what? I'm going to do something big here just for Brandon Kuhn. Because Brandon Kuhn is one of the people that I really like on Facebook, even though he's a Gamecock fan and he wants to run his mouth. I like Brandon Kuhn a lot. So Brandon Kuhn, you, sir, will get a free pick'em in our Bowl Pick'em Challenge coming up. You will get a free pick. Message me and I'll tell you how to do it. I don't think the comrade has a problem with that. And if he does, fuck the comrade. Yeah,
there are rumors that he is my son.
He might be your son.
There are rumors that, you know, that
he looks better than you do. He's not your son.
There are rumors that, you know, something happened years
ago. He actually does say smart things. There's no way that he's your son.
There are rumors. I'm not, you know, listen, there's no test been taken.
Well,
but there are rumors.
Here is what I do know. The comrade and I are going to give Brandon Kuhn a pick'em spot in our next Bowl Pick'em Challenge. So there you go. Brandon, let it go. Get with me and we'll figure it out. Lisa says, so we need to suck up. No, Brandon doesn't suck up. Brandon, you know what?
Brandon makes the room. He gives lots of information. He gives, you know, kickoff times.
Brandon, it's not a suck up thing. David says this is to get Brandon to watch bowls since his team isn't making one. How many girls has Skyland gotten pregnant since the beginning of the football season? Good question from Thomas Powell.
Three.
For those of you that don't know, Skyland is an unapologetic Gamecock fan who seems to get women pregnant by osmosis and has blocked me on Facebook because I told him Happy Father's Day on his page, and apparently his girlfriend that was with him didn't know that he was a father to another kid, so I kind of outed him by accident. I was just telling him Happy Father's Day.
That's not your fault. But
that's what happened, though.
He was supposed to join the contest. He sent me a message like a day before that it was due, and like, hey, I sent him the link, and he never got in. So
yeah, well, there you go with that.
Got to feed the kids.
Damn it. Oh, man. All right. Well, looking ahead to this week's games, I just want to do like a quick bit on each game this week, comrade, since both South Carolina and Clemson were off this week. You know, South Carolina opens up as a 24-point underdog to Georgia. Don't give us the full pick, but were you surprised by that number?
I kind of, not really. I thought it might start. Nah, that's probably about right. That didn't shock me.
South Carolina, the line's moved up to 25, so that's interesting in its own right. And then I'm looking for the Clemson game with Florida State.
27.5.
It started at 27.5?
Yep.
Damn it, I thought it was 24.
A Vegas Insider is 27.5.
I'm not disputing you. I'm just saying I thought it was 24.
Don't be like Fritz, goddammit.
Don't be like
No, it is. Where do you get those lines?
Dude, frick, are you talking about?
Where you get them? I'll check, make sure to verify, but...
Well, anyway. So, let's go ahead and pick our games for next week since we've got the Vegas Insider side.
Here's the issue this week, okay? Like, we got the Gamecock game and Clemson game, obviously. So, we come with three more games. There are four great games for three spots. So, we have to decide.
Right. Lay out the other four. We'll do it right now.
And I already know that, you know, we're going to put it to a vote because I know the game that I want will probably not be the one that everyone chooses.
But all right, which game is it that you want?
Well, let's go. I'll tell you about that. But here's the game. So we got Carolina, Georgia, Clemson, Florida State. We all know that. We got to pick three more games, all right? So here's the games in contention. Now, this game could be dropped too, I guess. Alabama at Texas A&M.
Fuck it.
18-point spread.
Nope.
That game, I think, the more I think about it, I wouldn't mind because A&M is not quite what we thought they were. But that's one game. Okay, Florida LSU has got to be the game, right? Florida LSU.
I am with Florida and LSU because I think that's a lock. Everybody agree on Facebook Live? Raise your hand. There
Florida
you go.
Florida LSU, I think, is probably the game of the weekend.
Jeff Pritchett's in second place. He wants that game. There you go, okay, Jeff. So Jeff gets it because he put the Fritz out there.
Spread's 13 in that one, which is kind of saucy. That's an interesting 13. Florida getting no respect right there, which I'm not saying that they should. I mean, I'm not really sold on Florida either, but 13 is kind of – that's kind of slap me in the ass. Kind of, you know, that's kind of a – if I'm a Florida fan, that would kind of make me a little bit
– Yeah, but like, hold on now. But that goes against what you've said in the past, that Vegas doesn't give a fuck who you are.
I know. I'm just saying, though, if I'm a Gator fan, okay, if I'm Mr. Gator, and now I don't think Florida's for real, okay? Don't get me wrong.
But hold on, I asked Kale about that in the pre-show. What the fuck does Florida have to do to get on your side?
Do they have to beat Will Muschamp by three touchdowns? We have beaten every team we're supposed to beat.
Is that what it is? He doesn't want to talk about
13,
that.
So I don't know. That game makes me – I was surprised it was 13. I thought it might be like 9.5.
Okay, are you gonna answer my question? What's Florida got to do to get in your good graces? Do they need to beat Will Muschamp again? Do they need to bitch slap Will Muschamp?
I just, you know what? If they go beat LSU, then I'll give them a pat on that. I don't think Auburn's great. I don't like how Auburn looked against Oregon. So that I mean, I picked Florida to beat Auburn. So that doesn't surprise me. They beat Kentucky had them beat for a while.
Dude, you really are a shithead, and I'll tell you why. Because wins and losses don't mean anything to you.
I'm not saying I win anything. I'm just saying that the eye test, I don't think they're as good as their ranking. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Are you part of the Gamecock set that thinks that South Carolina has a chance to upset them at home?
Oh, I think we can beat Florida. I mean, I don't think we can beat Georgia, but I think we can beat Florida.
You cannot beat Florida.
Florida and Georgia are both top 10 teams. I think we need a minor miracle to beat Georgia. Like, I think we need to have, like, I don't think we can beat Georgia. I don't think there's any way we can beat Georgia. Okay?
Okay.
Florida, I think, is I don't want to say a toss-up game, but it's close to a toss-up game to me.
You lost your mind.
Okay, I'm just saying. We'll see. All right, so Florida LSU is a lock, okay? So Alabama A&M is like you're not sold in that one. That's fine.
Nope.
Okay. So here's the game I like. Okay. Here's the game I wanna have in because it means growing up, I love watching this game. This is one of my favorite games to watch as a fan. Southern Cal at Notre Dame. To me, that's like, just screams college football. Trojans.
What are the other games? What are the other games?
You know, back in the day, Notre Dame never had enough team speed for Southern Cal. So whenever they played the game at Notre Dame, I swear to God, the grass would be like 8 feet high. They'd grow that grass up. You couldn't see the players at the time. Like, that's the old Notre Dame strategy. So, and of course, the other game is Oklahoma versus Texas, neutral field game, Cotton Bowl, 10.5-point spread, Oklahoma. By the way, Notre Dame is favored by 10 over Southern Cal. So,
all right, so you're giving me
the act from those games. Oklahoma, Texas, Southern Cal, Notre Dame, or Bama, A&M, one of those games has to go.
Well, if you had to ask me, I would probably, you know, none of those games I really like. I like Texas and Oklahoma. So yeah, we'll keep that one in there.
I think
Oklahoma's going to beat them senseless, but
I think I'll the Bama game we drop.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with that. I mean,
so is that good?
Is that game at Texas A&M or is it at Alabama? A&M.
It's at College Station.
It's at College Station.
18-point spread, which I think it's kind of low. I think Bama's going to ram.
I don't know about all that. I don't know if they're going to ram them or not.
A&M.
Jeff says, "Well, Jeff, you've already used your pick, brother. That's with the Florida LSU game." What?
but before LSU games are locked, that's not like a game to fully debate. We have to have that game. I have no problem dropping the Bama game. I think Oklahoma, Texas, and you know, ND Southern Cal is kind of my. I like that game. I mean, I don't know who's going to win.
You know what
game,
though? I don't think that Alabama is going to blow them out big time. Might be an interesting game to pick because I think Jimbo Fisher is going to walk into that locker room and he's going to be like, you know what? We need a statement win here, boys. I've been running around all these Texas spots with my stripper whore wife, and I've been wearing all these cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and shit, and people aren't taking me seriously.
I thought Dennis Wilson was going to bed. He just goes, "Who cares about Southern Cal?"
Listen, he's sponsored for the show.
As a young boy, Dennis Wilson, I like Southern Cal.
Well, that's because you were defective. Dina says she's agree. So you're gonna like mock against Dina too. You know what? I say we keep Alabama and get rid of Notre Dame, Southern Cal, because fuck them.
You're all bastards. That's fine. I figured that's gonna happen.
Yeah, there we go.
All bastards.
That's a good point. He did leave.
Actually, I had the form already written out, but I had all six games listed, and I was going to erase the one that we didn't want to go with. So I'm actually ahead of the game this week.
There you go. So who we got? We got Alabama, Texas A&M.
Alabama A&M, 18-point spread, and Fritz is in play. You could choose to Fritz in that game. Alabama A&M. Florida LSU, 13-point spread. The Fritz is in play. And then we have Oklahoma versus Texas. The spread is 10.5. No Fritz in that one. You can't Fritz that one. And then, of course, Florida State at Clemson. 27.5-point spread, no Fritz.
That's a lot of points. Holy shit.
And then South Carolina at Georgia, 24-point spread, the Fritz. That could be a good Fritz game right there. I could see that one being
Fritzified. I dare you to take the Fritz.
That could be Fritzified. I'm not taking the Fritz.
You're behind now. You might as well. You can't catch me, so.
Helensky may just go off on those boys. I don't know. I'd say I'd have to break some things down.
Bill says the biggest football news in South Carolina was Anderson University getting a football team. What do you think about that, Mike?
Anderson sounded pretty good. That's a good.
You obviously haven't heard about that story, have you?
I've heard about it. I'm trying to think of a funny line. I was going to kind of equate it. You know, it'd probably be a school that Willie Corn would have went to after he wasn't good enough at Clemson. Didn't he go to Greenville Tech or some other? He went to North Greenville U or.
I don't know.
Anderson.
Yeah,
well, who's the most famous athlete out of Anderson?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No,
I think I'll probably be wrong now. I think Jim Rice is from there.
He might be. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where Jim Rice is from. Now that I say that, I think I'm wrong. Help me out, Jim Rice, Anderson. I think he went to Anderson.
I don't know.
Isn't that where the school? Where's Radio? What school is that?
That's T.L. Hanna.
Is that in Anderson?
I don't know. Dennis says it's Jim Rice.
Yeah, Jim. I think Jim Rice went to T.L. Hanna High School.
Yeah, I don't know. Mistake. I don't follow all that. There you go. Bill knows about that stuff. Bill.
Okay.
Bill says it's right, then it's probably
all
right, right.
I was right. I'm making sure. All right.
All right. Well, so there's our games for the week. Was there a game this week that shocked you, Mike, besides the Florida game? Because I don't think that a lot of people
Florida game
really...
didn't shock me. That, I mean, I thought they were both pretty equal teams, and I thought Florida's at home, and, you know, I felt that the fact that everybody in the world was taking Auburn, and, you know, that easy. A lot of times I take that. That's all betting 1-on-1. You kind of go away from the crowd if you think there's a chance. So it didn't shock me. What shocked me...
How about Pittsburgh and Duke? That game seemed to piss you off a little bit.
Well, the Pittsburgh pissed me all year long. I told you before, I bet on Pittsburgh games like six times this year in various contests. I'm 0-6. The first time I took them early in the year against who did they play early in the year? They took somebody. They were getting points. I forgot now, and they didn't. They got killed. And then I watched that game. And they were horrible. Like, their offense was horrible. I go, God, I'm never taking them ever again. And I took them, and I took Penn State to kill them. And of course, they played great against Penn State and covered. And I've taken them against Duke. Yeah. So I don't know. That I think they did have it out for me. There's some more pit games in the contest, by the way. We are not putting a pit game in the contest rest of the year.
Well, we might have to, because Pitt might be representing the Atlantic in the ACC championship game. By the way, if it's not North Carolina. North Carolina has a chance to advance as the winner of the Coastal Division for the
maybe
ACC.
Maybe they won't win an option at the end of the game against you guys in the ACC Championship game.
Well, that was kind of the dumbest call of the year.
Yeah, it was. Gift. Gift.
I don't know if it was a gift or not. But,
surprising-wise, I don't know. I thought the Virginia Tech-Miami game was kind of surprising. This one is brought up there. I thought that it's funny. I was listening to this writer, and he liked – the Hokies getting all those points. And I just could not, like, bet on the Hokies because they're such a mess. And the Hurricanes, though, good Lord, they got down quick in that game.
Right.
And, like, that was kind of crazy, that game where Miami's just – Miami, I thought they'd be better, though. I thought – you know, you think they'd be – they just can't – like, every year they start off pretty good, and it's always the same thing. They're back. They're back. The U is back, and they always just – I don't think they're coming back. I think that's what they are.
They are what they are, and I don't think the administration cares about football there like they used
to. No, it's not like – well, it's a weird school. It's a small school, not a real big fan base. They don't play on campus. It's not – it's a weird – the fact that they were so good at one point, I think is a surprising part. I think how they are now is kind of how they are – you know what I mean? Just how they're built. I don't know. It's just weird. It's but you know at one time, they're fun to watch. I mean, as a kid, they were must see TV. I mean, Bernie Kosar and Testaverde, and that was must see TV to watch them play. They were fun to watch play, but they haven't had that in a long time.
All right, well, I'm kind of jacked up for this week. It was weird having a bye week. A couple other quick notes. I want to take a quick moment to kind of put out there about the Packers winning today over the Cowboys. Are the Cowboys the biggest fraud in football right now? With they had like their three opening games against shit shows. Then when they have to play somebody that actually can play, all of a sudden they look like they look like they're just getting crapped on. I'm just saying. I don't know. I think the funniest line of the week was Jerry Jones comparing Dak Prescott to Tom Brady. Slow the fuck down, Jerry Jones.
You know what though? If I'm Jerry Jones, you know why he said that? You know why he said that, by the way?
Because he's a doofus and he has dementia and he's 806 years old?
No, I think he's smart.
Because his head coach is a shithead?
This is my theory. This is my theory, okay?
All right.
Now,
well, you can
as
be wrong.
You know, Dak Prescott's not signed long-term. He wants more money, right? He wants a new contract, okay? And so you say, why would Jerry Jones say that before negotiating with him? Because now the agent goes, hey, you think he's Tom Brady. But what does Tom Brady do? What is Tom Brady's contract like?
Tom Brady takes team-friendly deals every year.
Exactly. So maybe Jerry said, well, listen, here's Tom Brady. You know what Tom Brady does, Dak and Mr. Agent? Tom Brady says, I value winning above my own money. Now, granted, he's
What if Jason Garrett, and I bring this up, because he's probably going to be out of a job at the end of the year.
Lincoln
and
Riley.
Well, I'm not talking about that. What would you take Jason Garrett as your head coach at South Carolina if they decided to cut Muschamp?
No.
Why not?
He's got no college experience.
That like, doesn't matter. Just, you don't need college experience. There's guys that have done it.
No, I would pick Jason Garrett.
Oh, Lord. He could stand on the sideline and look stupefied like Will Muschamp does. It'd be awesome.
Good Lord. That's not my
choice.
He
would probably still show up in his Dallas Cowboys gear on the sideline. Like, look at me. I've still got the star.
Hey, great Thanksgiving Day game. Wasn't it against the Packers beat you guys? The Packers on Thanksgiving Day? Was that the team he beat? He came in?
I don't know. Well, here's the other thing, too. And the Patriots are 5-0. There are a lot of Patriots fans out there, but you want to know the crazy thing about the Patriots? They play What's in that? The AFC East, and they're guaranteed 6 wins a season. The Jets are terrible. The Bills did win today. They're playing a little bit better.
The Bills are 3-1. Don't mock the Bills.
Yeah, but who did they get beat by?
The Patriots. Bills are 4-1. But keep in mind, okay, they lost to the Patriots, but they lost because of a block punt touchdown. I know you can't take it away. It was part of the game, but that was how they lost, okay? Take the block punt touchdown away, special teams, they won the game. Now, I know it's part of the game, but it's not like the Patriots killed them.
Mike.
The Bills stood up to the Patriots. And
oh, that's awesome. You still stood up, but you got your ass kicked, so keep on
actually did
on
not
with
get
that.
Their ass kicked. They covered the spread, number one, and lost by a touchdown because of a block punt TD.
Are you really a Bills apologist? Have you heard my theory on the Bills?
I'm just saying that.
Look, here's what we should do with the Bills.
Like a game where the Patriots
here's what
dominated.
We should do with the Bills. And the Cowboys, by the way. I've got a perfect thing we can do with the Bills and the Cowboys because I want to make sure that our country has some great international relations. So here's what we're going to do. Why don't we let Canada have the Bills? You can just annex the Bills, and you can keep the Bills.
No.
And let the Cowboys get annexed by Mexico. Mexico, you can have the Dallas Cowboys. Just stop with the illegal immigration shit, and we're good to go. Look at me. I could be president. I'm just saying.
Anyone could be.
Shut up. Next up, final thing this evening. Deshaun Watson goes the fuck off today. Did you see his numbers?
I did see that. The Falcons are, good Lord. The Falcons.
They're the best 1-4 team in football. Just ask them.
But they're just, here's the issue, okay? You know, Matt Ryan, I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, but he's paid like an elite quarterback because that's what happens.
Yeah.
And the problem is it's hard to win when your quarterback gets paid a lot. Like teams, like the formula of winning the NFL is you draft a good quarterback, and when he's cheap, you build around him and you win. Once he wants to get his big money, you have to cut other people. And now your team, unless you're the Patriots, the great head coach, it's hard to win then. So the Falcons did that. They were really good when Matt Ryan was in a team-friendly deal, and now they had to pay him, and now no one's around him, and he's not good enough to carry a team. He's a good team-friendly deal quarterback. But like
when
like
he's getting, he's, so you're saying when he's getting paid, he's not worth a shit, is what you're saying?
Well, it's just that he's not a difference maker. And when you get that kind of money, like a Brady does, those guys, you gotta be a difference maker, like a guy that can carry a team. And so that's what happens to like it. So now they're like in, he's not that he's a bad quarterback. It's like they're like in no man's land now. There's nothing, you know. There's not much they can do. It's like they didn't, you know.
Well, back to Deshaun Watson. Zach gave me his numbers here. I was trying to pull them up. 426 yards, 5 touchdowns, 28 for 32, and a 153 QBR. Hey, did you see how many of that was actually to Nuke Hopkins? Take a wild
guess. That's some shit right there.
I knew that was coming. It was like 88 yards to Nuke Hopkins, who I think is the best receiver in football. Would you make the argument that the Texans probably have, with Deshaun Watson and Nuke Hopkins, probably the best wide receiver quarterback connection in football? I'll go with those two. Who have you got?
Don't tell me Brady Edelman.
You got Brady Edelman, really?
I mean, have you seen Brady's rings?
Edelman was on steroids. I can't go with Edelman. He was on steroids.
Oh, okay.
That's fair, right? He was on steroids. Actually got suspended for it.
Yeah. So if you get suspended from steroids, does that affect the whole program or just the team?
We're talking about the pros here. Stay on topic.
All right. I just wonder. I'll run enough.
Stay on topic.
Well, who else? So Brady. let me run through real quick.
I mean, you could go as a Green Bay fan. I like Rodgers and Davante Adams. I think that's a hell of a combination there. But I think that Rodgers is a little bit too much. He's a little
Mason,
long in the
Rudolph
tooth.
And Juice Schuster. No,
get the fuck out of here with all that noise. I'm not even trying to hear that.
Mason Rudolph almost died today. Did you see that hit he took?
Well, there are a lot of young men that are getting walloped in the quarterback position this year. My goodness. The Pittsburgh Steelers need to reevaluate their offensive line because it is shitty. Shitty.
It's bad. I'm trying to think who else, though.
You can make the argument of Brady Edelman.
I feel like,
I'll give you that.
I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, though. I feel like I'm forgetting someone. That's what's going to kill me. I'm gonna get off this show and think like three people. What the hell?
Jeff Pritchett says Mahomes and whoever the heck he's throwing to. I'm talking about just quarterback, wide receiver.
Could be Mahomes and me.
I would have went with, if you would have told me Brady and Gronkowski, I might have gone with you on that, because when those two decided, hey, we're going to play, and he's locking in on Gronkowski, he is rock solid, my friend, rock solid. Zach likes Baker to Landry and OBJ.
I'm not sold on Baker quite yet. Baker needs a...
Baker Mayfield's 5'10". I know he had a hell of a year, but he's fucking 5'10". You can't be 5'10 playing quarterback in the NFL if you're not Drew Brees. Stop with that nonsense. Russell Wilson, he did a good job the other night running around, and I think he's the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL that's not trying to run, meaning that he can move on his feet the best. He's a world-class athlete. I mean, I honestly think that if Russell Wilson wanted to, I think he could quit and probably play baseball. I think he's that much of an athlete, in my opinion. Ryan says Kaepernick to Nike. No, Ryan, that's not going to work. That's not going to work at all. But that's probably one of the is Minshew? What do you think of this Minshew guy? By the way,
I can't think anything. Yeah. I would still take Brady and Edelman, but
I can't think of anybody else. I think that's the best combination, wide receiver quarterback combination in the NFL right now.
That could be. You can make a
Brandon
case.
Coon,
I mean, I won't admit to it.
Brandon Coon goes Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Are you kidding
me? That's pretty good, though. But Matt Ryan's kind of just... I don't know
about all that. Quickly to the Braves. They rally in the ninth inning today. Take a 2-1 series lead on St. Louis. Julio Teheran, from what I'm hearing, Mike, may get the start.
When he goes seven innings of no.
If he goes and has a really good Julio Teheran outing where he goes seven innings and gives up one run on four hits, I tell you what, there are certain Braves Facebook groups I think will burn to the ground.
This reminds me, not to bring up my Red Sox, but in 2004, Derek Lowe didn't have a really good year. And he was left off the LDS roster. And in the LCS roster, he was on it, but he wasn't going to get a start. And then everything changed around because we got destroyed. And they put him in, had to start him because we had no arms. And most likely wanted to start him, but had to start him. And he goes, the sinker starts working, shuts down the Yankees, pitches in game seven again on short rest, shuts him down again. And then he goes in the World Series and wins two games in the World Series, including the clinching World Series game. And so I think it's going to be like a Derek Lowe, Julio Teheran thing, that he gets left off. They had a call and have a tough conversation with him. And, of course, the injury happens, and now he's back. I think it'll be lights out.
And all of it goes back to Atlanta, because guess what? If he falters and they drop game four, game five's in Atlanta and they got Dallas Keuchel on regular rest. Yep. So the move,
back.
Alex, and I don't know how to pronounce his name. Can you pronounce the manager, the GM, or the guy that
Alex runs? Alex Anthopoulos.
Anthopoulos, there you go. Made a hell of a move there picking up Dallas Keuchel, and it's looking like it's going to be really, really good for them. By the way, Mike, I mentioned this earlier. I'm going to ACC Operation Basketball. I should have Roy Williams on my show, one of your favorite coaches.
Good.
You like Roy Williams, don't you?
Mr. Sincerity.
You like him a lot, don't you?
I think he's full of shit. I think he's the Roy Williams. I think him and Dabo, I'll say it again. Him and Dabo are great friends. And I've never seen two people who are so perfectly fit to be good friends, because they're the same damn person. both full of crap, both phony.
Your hatred of Clemson is noted. Your hatred of Clemson is noted.
I never forget the first time I heard that. I'm sitting there watching the UNC Clemson game, and Dabo was the first row, all smiling. They go, Roy and Dabo are great friends. I go, that makes sense. That makes sense. They're great friends.
So I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to ask this guy. I'm writing my questions tomorrow because I want to do it with a nice, clear head, because the questions I want to ask tonight all involve how many of your players were part of the academic scandal that where they got just cheap degrees? I really want to ask him questions like that.
What do you think you'd have to do for the NCAA to come down on you guys? Like what?
That's a ballsy question.
What would you have to do? Like just would you just have to like say, here's a video of me giving money to all my team NCAA? With that, would they just go, oh Roy, please stop with the fake videos?
Well, but like, see, here's the thing. Like I'm in a position at my job where I don't really care. I mean, what are they going to do? Tell me I can't come back to Operation Basketball? I work for iHeartMedia. I'll go wherever the fuck I want. You can't put us out forever. I don't want to hear that shit. So that's kind of funny in its own right. But if he's coming on the show, I got to figure out what I'm going to ask him. I'm trying to be respectful, but he's one of those questions. It's like, really, Roy?
I would ask him, go, Roy, you and Dab are really good friends. Like, can you kind of, is your friendship based on you're both equally full of crap?
I don't think that Dabo's full of crap. In fact, the only people who think Dabo's full of crap are South Carolina fans.
But Roy and Dabo, what does that tell you that you think Roy's, what's your opinion on Roy Williams?
My opinion on Roy Williams?
Yeah, what's your opinion on Roy?
I don't like Roy Williams, but I don't like North Carolina, so...
Okay, but you think Roy's sincere? You think he's like, you know, that's who he is?
I don't follow him enough to think that he's sincere. See, I'm like an old-school ACC basketball fan. I don't like North Carolina. I don't like Duke. And I tell you what really pisses me off, and the people get mad at me. I'm sick of the Clemson football fans that are also Duke fans in basketball or North Carolina fans in basketball or the real trendy motherfuckers. They're like, oh, I love Virginia in basketball. You've never been to a game in Virginia, you sorry son of a bitch. Stop it.
Or they just go, I just don't follow basketball that much.
You know what? I can deal with that better than I'm all dressed out in my gear to go... go and watch Clemson play football, but then, let me change when I get in the car so we can go watch North Carolina hammer North Carolina Central on a Sunday. There are people that do that. How do you have that in your wardrobe in your house?
Their self-esteem is tied to the sports team, so they have to pull for winners. They weren't Clemson football fans back in 2008.
It's one of the few things that I agree with you on. Just stop it. And you know what? I'm a fan of one university's team, okay? I can respect other people. I can get that. But you will not find in my closet 1 ounce of another college stuff. I will not go to a game. I mean, I'll go and watch a game for just a game, but I'm not going to go and cheer for anybody. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not doing all that. That's ignorant. Absolutely ignorant. Now, I do hope some teams do well. I like Coach Frank Martin. I want the Gamecock basketball team to do well just because I like Coach Frank Martin. But as far as that goes,
I am pumped for basketball season. Like, I'm always,
you know what? I would be pumped for basketball season too if my football team was a shithole.
I'm always like, listen,
can you go on the record that your football team's a shithole? Because they really are.
Basketball is,
you can't do that.
I love going to basketball games live. Like, I'm trying to think, is it more than baseball? Like, I love baseball too, don't get me wrong, but I love going to live basketball games, college basketball games, like more than football games. And I love football more than basketball. Okay, let's be honest. But in terms of going to the actual games, football is just hard to go there live. It's hard to follow the game, depending on your seats. You know, it's hard to see everything.
It's hard to keep up with it.
It's hard. It's hard to really, you know, you just miss more stuff being there. You know, and TV, it's much better on TV. But basketball is different. Basketball, I feel like when I'm there, I can see more. I can see more about different things, about how they're playing defense, and TV helps me see. So it's two different things. I mean, I go to football games for the atmosphere and for the seeing my friends.
You're a Gamecock fan. You don't go for the football.
The part I don't like, though, is the actual trying to watch the game, because I feel like I could see it more if I had my big screen TV. That's the part that drives me crazy. So, like, I like going to the game. I like being in there with 2001. But then once the game starts, I'm like, I was sitting on my big screen TV so I can see why so-and-so is not playing. Is he hurt? Is it because he's not playing well? Why is he not playing? Like, you don't know who's injured, and you don't pick up when someone gets injured or they turn an ankle, or, you know, you don't get to see that stuff.
I'm with you on that. I think the best spectator sport to watch, though, is still baseball for me, because
baseball too.
If I'm in the stands, I don't even need the radio or whatever. I like watching baseball a lot. Well, that's just me.
Well, you always pick on me because I always move around during baseball games.
Yeah, I don't get why you do that. Stay in one spot, stupid.
I like to go stand behind home plate because I like to watch what the pitcher's throwing. I like to kind of see what he's throwing and what he has, what he doesn't have, and how the hitter. I see the hitter more, how they're reacting to stuff. So, So I love going to baseball and basketball games for that reason. So I go to more for that reason, and I enjoy watching the football on the big screen TV.
I'm
looking forward to basketball season. The team's really good.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Will you go to Clemson with myself, and I'm going to ask Rich Long, December the 15th, South Carolina and Clemson in hoops?
Oh, my Lord. Do I want to go up to that shithole again?
Why?
I don't know.
You had fun last time. You got the shit kicked out of you. You got the shit kicked out of you last time you went. Let's make sure we put that out there.
I did have fun.
Because you almost got the guy in front of you to fight you, which was kind of funny.
I had fun just because I was here with the Final Four team, so I had fun just constantly. Like, I did have fun doing that. Now, I probably still say that, though. One, I think we're going to beat your, you know what, and so it'll be fun. I have to look and see if I can do that. I might go.
Do I need to call Mama Dabreski and be like, hey, get with it?
Well, I probably can. What day is it on?
It's December the 15th, stupid. I think it's a Sunday.
What day is it, though? What day of the week?
It's December the 15th. Do I need to bring up your social calendar? I mean, yeah. I carry this fucking show. Do I have to plan things for you, too?
The 15th. I'm trying to think if I have to work the next day.
Oh, God. It's December the 15th. It's a Sunday. It'll be a day game.
Okay, what about our podcast?
We'll do the show that night. Who gives a shit?
It's a lot of Rob time.
That's right. It's a lot of Rob time. I mean, I'll carry you the entire day. I drive your ass up there.
Hold
on. Let's throw this out there for a second. Hold on. Let's throw this out there for a second. When I take you to a Clemson game, generally, I find your tickets. I drive your stupid ass up there. I make sure that you're comfortable and you have everything you need. Now, I can't help that every time you go, you get the shit kicked out of you, whether it's football or basketball.
I've gone one time to basketball.
You went to a football game. How'd that work out for you?
We destroyed you up and down the field.
And you lost by 3 touchdowns, so that happened. But the reality is that I make it so easy for you. I come to your fucking house, pick your ass up, and then all of a sudden,
it's
bam.
Sunday. My wife works on Sunday, so I'll probably call on my mother to help out. So,
all right, well, that could be doable. Make plans, because we're going to take you up there. And if you win, you'll have a great podcast that night.
We will win. We'll restore you.
Hold on. How do you think you're going to win?
Because we're better than you are. Our team is loaded.
No, I don't
think
you're
that loaded. Now, listen, I'm knock on wood, because my luck, as I'm speaking right now, Frank Martin probably has been like 6 of the guys for some crap, and we don't play. But
they were probably shooting BB guns in Rosewood again.
They get suspended, eight times. We're assuming that we would all tear their ACLs in the next 3 weeks, which could happen with the game cut curse we have. Assuming that we actually stay healthy, yep, have our full team for a change, be nice. Not like playing, having one starter left that's not injured like last year's team. We're gonna be really good this year. I like
it. Beth says he can't use his media pass, Rob. That's a throwback, Beth. Beth's a longtime listener. Appreciate you on that. Zach says he wants you to repeat the no spin zone. Well, Zach, you got to get here early for the no spin zone, man.
Get in there.
You can download the podcast listen to the no spin zone all that you want. It's on the podcast. Of course, I leave the Facebook video up so you can go back and rewind it here in a little bit. And you can rewatch the comrade's face as he talks about Dennis Wilson's mighty booty and the picture he's going to get in November. By the way, final thing, our live show on November the 29th. I can't remember. The day Black Friday. We're going to have a big live show. Make sure you come out for that. It's going to be a lot of fun at Callaway's Bar and Grill. You can find them Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. The best beer, the best wings, all of that. And we're going to have our live show there. Lots of folks are coming up. You're going to hurt yourself. Stop it. He's over there trying to throw a football. But, no, it's going to be a great show. I know that a cast of characters is going to show up. Wendy says she's coming. Old Mama Wyatt. Tabitha Sims says she's coming. But there's also a big event that night, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. We're shaving your skull and your face.
Yeah, shaving my skull and my beard and my arm hair.
That's right.
I don't know who's going to do that. We'll figure that out. But that happens at the live show the day after Thanksgiving. You know your ass is coming to Columbia anyway. You might as well come down. It's probably going to be a noon game because I think the Gamecocks will be sitting at 4-7 by then. It's going to be a noon game.
It'll probably be 8 p.m. ABC game because we're not losing again.
Get boom, the fuck out of here.
Boom.
You're going to get hammered this week. You said that earlier in the show. Do you have dementia now?
I changed my mind.
Do you have dementia?
I change my mind sometimes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Never count out Will Muschamp. That's all I'm saying.
You are dumber than a box of hammers.
That game won't be a noon game, though. I don't think it'll be.
I think it'll be a noon game because y'all are gonna be 4-7, Mike, or 4-8, or 4-6, whatever. 4-7. I've got you going 5-7, so you'll be 5-6. So you'll be 5-6. Dina wants to know if we're both singing. Look, we do this show for charity.
I could sing.
If both of us have to sing,
I'm going to sing a song I know. I'm not going to sing some song.
If both of us are singing, it will be for the charity. So, for community options. So, if you want to see us sing, throw some money in the tip jar up there, and we'll I'll sing something with a comrade. I don't give a shit. It's for the charity. So, I have no problems doing that. So, if you want to see, that would actually be kind of funny if both of us were trying to sing something. I don't know what we should sing like Summer Lovin' from Greece.
Summer Lovin'.
That would be a shit show. Fast. That would be hilarious. Anyway.
I'm trying to scare my cat.
Well, just throw the ball at him.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
They want us to sing Old Town Road. I am not singing Old Town Road.
That's not really kind of my thing.
You could be the cowboy with that. Or I Got You, Babe. That would be kind of funny.
There you go.
I don't know. We'll have to figure that out as we go. But I tell you what, we're looking forward to the live show. Also, be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Soundsgood. The comrade's at the Pesky Pole. You can follow both of us there.
I had someone get mad there and on Twitter. Hey, Rob, I know he's your boy, but he's a moron.
You should leave him alone. He's a good guy, man. Why are you trying to troll him?
All I said was he made a point about Clemson or something, and I said, yeah, just like that Tar Heel game. That's all I said. And he goes into name calling. And I go, that's a sensitive fan base.
Hold on now. In respect to him now, let's make sure that we understand this. You have people pissed off at you all day. On Facebook, there are people that want to slap you in the face all day. Yeah. People that are Gamecock fans, Clemson fans, they all equal opportunity despise the comrade. So let's make sure that we understand that. You may have said something 2 days earlier that really pissed the guy off, and then you come back and with your little subtle jab shit, and he didn't want to hear it.
But then he says that I don't bother him. Obviously, I do. Don't go. Then he goes. Then he quote tweets me. My first thing, he quote tweets me. It says, "This dude right here thinks he's relevant, and he probably wishes I even gave a shit about him." Obviously, you do. Like, that's all. And then he stopped tweeting me. That's fine.
The comrade is a master troller. He really is. He doesn't fuck with me, but he's a master troller.
Oh, I could too, too.
No, you couldn't. I know how to shut him down real quick. I've got plenty of stuff that'll chop that ass real quick. All right, comrade, you have anything else for the show?
That's about it.
All right, with that, the show is a wrap.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Comrade podcast. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good and follow the comrade at the Pesky Pole.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.